Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, we're returning to the issue of crime now because politicians and community representatives across the country are calling for a greater Garda presence in their towns and cities. This comes as the outcry from Wednesday night's unprovoked assault on an American tourist in Dublin continues, with many saying the problems aren't just confined to the streets of the capital. A former Lord Mayor of Cork says Gardaí should be seen more on horseback in the city. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. Barry, what have you been hearing?
Yeah, we received a huge amount of texts yesterday from listeners outlining problems of violence and antisocial behaviour in their area, in other cities, regional towns across Ireland. And at Galway City, a similar attack this week to the one on Wednesday on Store Street in Dublin. A man in his 30s in a critical condition this evening, also in Dublin's Beaumont Hospital, after he was viciously attacked by a gang on Dominic Street in the early hours of Thursday morning. Now, a video of this incident has emerged on social media, as reported by the Galway Bureau website, and in it, two men can be seen tackling the victim to the ground. One has his arm wrapped tightly around the man's neck. The other grabs his legs, forcing him to the ground. And as he falls to the ground, a woman gives him a kick, and you can hear her in the video saying, "Get him." The person filming this footage saying, "What a life," whilst the man in his 30s is being brutally attacked. Now, numerous bystanders seen in the video walking by, and by the end of it, the person recording it says, "Man, he's done out," as others go then to try and help the victim of this assault. And Fianna Fáil Senator and former Galway City publican Ollie Crowe, he gave me his reaction to the attack.
Look at Barry, it's deeply disturbing, and at this stage my thoughts are with the victim and his family. You know, it's having a significant impact on Galway, and particularly, unfortunately, Galway city centre has had a number of incidents in recent months and years. And there's a lot of people in Galway, particularly the elderly, who no longer feel safe in the late evening in our city. It's a significant issue, has been raised time and time again. At the end of the day, I've stated it on numerous occasions, we need a greater Garda presence on our streets at all times, but particularly the late evening and into the night. That's no reflection on the currently working in Galway, who are doing all they can, but they're under-resourced.
You've raised this issue before. There were several high-profile incidents in 2021 in Galway city, for instance.
We simply don't have enough Gardaí, Barry. At the end of the day, we don't have enough Gardaí. It's under 14,000 Gardaí, which is the same as 20 years ago. You know, yet now there's been an increase in population of over 1 million people. And in Galway here, we've close to 600 Gardaí, covering a county with a huge area and population of 275,000 people. It's simply not enough. This is the peak time of year for Galway. We currently have a fantastic arts festival, the Galway Arts Festival, and Race Week starting in 10 days. The most important thing currently is the victim and his family. This does nothing for the image of Galway. Recently, businesses in the city have come together and set up a Near Square Association, and they're working with the Gardaí and the council in their efforts and closer communication, and I'm confident they will have a positive and make an impact. But the Gardaí ultimately can only do so much. The reality is, no matter what we say or what we do, it's boots on the ground that matter. The more Gardaí we have on the street, the less crime. And that's an absolute fact.
So that's the story in Galway, Barry. What about other cities then?
Well, last month a video emerged of a serious confrontation between two women and a man outside Arthur's Quay shopping centre in Limerick City, and locals and political representatives saying afterwards how it was symptomatic of a sharp rise in assaults, vandalism and dangerous incidents in the city. In February, then Cork City Lord Mayor Deirdre Ford, she told us on the programme how she didn't feel safe walking the streets of her city. And 5 months on, I asked the Fine Gael councillor whether things have improved since.
Over the last couple of months, Cork has had numerous occasions where we've had concerts. We've Elton John, Westlife, Live at the Marquee, Musgrave Park and many other events which went off, and thousands have enjoyed themselves. But I would hear from people locally and they would say they're still a bit nervous of certain areas, mainly because of antisocial behaviour. And as you know, antisocial behaviour can run from breaking windows, fighting in the street, streets, drinking to excess in the streets, knife crime, and drug taking, most of all, and drug dealing. We're not just being careful. We also had the Garda Commissioner down, and he was left in no doubt what we need for Cork, more community Gardaí. And I understand that the new tranche coming out of Templemore will give us some more Gardaí. Certainly not enough.
Do people feel uber safe at the moment, do you think? Do people feel secure?
I think at certain times, certainly, you would still be concerned in some areas. Now, it's just a small few people who are ruining it for the vast majority, Barry. One person doing it is not acceptable, not to mind a small group. We are not just standing idly by. We are being proactive and we're trying to come up with solutions that will stamp it out. I do think, though, thankfully, and I don't say this with any triumphalism, Cork is not as bad as some other cities.
What of boots on the ground on places such as Patrick Street and Washington Street?
Well, boots on the ground, yes, it would indeed. We need to try and rearrange the schedules so that they're more visible on the ground, whether on bikes or motorbikes or whatever. I'd love to see Gardaí on horses, by the way, in the city. Because I think that's quite, what would I say, not intimidating, but certainly reassuring if you see Gardaí going around. I don't think I've ever seen the Gardaí on horseback in Cork City.
So a permanent Gardaí on horseback in Cork City would make a huge difference, you think?
Well, I think it would be one way of bringing people to be aware that there is a law and order issue and they have to obey, you know, common sense. They have to treat the public area with respect and not misbehave. So, you know, we'll try anything, really.
What about the regional towns, Barry? What are people saying there?
You know, as I said at the outset, Sarah, we received text yesterday expressing concern about Garda presence in regional towns. We had texters from Kilcock, Tipperary Town. One man told us how he was confronted by 12 youths in Dunleara recently. And concerns were also expressed about Letterkenny. And in Letterkenny is Christy Galligan. He served as a Garda for 30 years and he apprised me of the situation in the Donegal town.
In Letterkenny, we've had a number of incidents of assaults recently in Letterkenny. One of them was in relation to a knife attack in the Courtyard Shopping Centre, witnessed by a number of patrons there. The worrying aspect of this, we have groups of young people who are roaming our streets, not just in Donegal or Letterkenny, where their lack of visible policing patrols has made them a little bit braver by virtue of the fact that they don't see the courts as punitive in any way, shape or form. There's also the problem where young children are involved and parents themselves are not taking parental responsibility for the actions of their children as well.
Are people scared to perhaps go out in the evening time?
There is a reluctance, absolutely. When you witness something like antisocial behaviour or groups of people attacking maybe one person on the street or in a shopping centre, yes, you have a certain amount of trepidation from people to go to those areas and maybe avoid them. We know that common assaults, assault causing harm, has increased right across the country. We have to be seen and of course need to do something or be stricter in relation to the way they deal with these groups of, and people call them feral thugs or whatever you want to call them, feral groups of youths or young people. But we need a stronger response from the authorities.
What of patrols in Letterkenny?
Not in sufficient numbers. We do see mobile patrols, but I would like to see more foot patrols in Letterkenny. As a former sergeant based out of there, we would have had a number of foot patrols daily and during the night, which prevents or reduces the issue of antisocial behaviour.
You spent many years in the force yourself. What else are you hearing?
Speaking to frontline members, their morale is quite low. There is very little backing from senior management. Where Gardaí are getting into problems and difficulties at the present moment while doing their job and doing it without fear or favour, may I say, they are now worried about their careers and they're under investigation.
And you've heard the minister, you've heard the Garda commissioner. Do you have confidence that this can be sorted out, I suppose, in the months ahead?
I'm weary of populist rhetoric from on high. I would like to see action on the ground.
And that was Christy Galligan in Letterkenny, ending Barry Lenehan's report. Lots of texts in on this. I will get some of those later in the programme.